Please remember me to take this thing with you.
You must remember me.
You must remember me too.
Remember me to take
okay,
what?
I'll remember
you know,
you.
My child, he want me to learn him English.
Learn him English. Please, man, I want you to learn my child Zulu.
Okay, I'll learn your child Zulu.
And then you get, hey, China, hey, bro, hey. You know?
Eh?
Amen.
Amen. What kind, eh?
What kind, man? I tell you now.
What you tune, Bali?
No, and they talk, Bali. Hey, you know, it was a big... Yesterday, I was picking up my TV from...
Are we ready, by the way?
Is
it?
Are you recording?
Oh, shit.
Let's start. I was picking up my... Bali. Hey, man. They came here with fake... Phone calls, eh? Phones, eh? His iPhone, one way. He came with a black guy.
And
I know the black guy, eh?
You had the black people, Bako, KZN.
They speak like
they
that.
They speak y'all.
Yeah, y'all, yes.
Yeah, when they speak it like
and
y'all.
And a gorgeous woman with a, yeah, y'all.
Yeah, man, a y'all king.
But I'm sure from Cape Town, okay, yo.
So... and you know, Agarbara, that gap valley, that's where, even when, Agarbara, you oh,
the
sometimes
anger
you want
from.
To... Swear, but you close your mouth and you're like, but now
with the gap, it just
with the what?
It just almost come out, man.
So
I just almost said it.
So, oh, man, I'm sorry. Soma came out.
I get on pointing where the swear word came from. It doesn't come from the heart, it came
starts.
From the gap. Okay, sharp. How was your week, bud?
Yeah, guys are bad. Brilliant, brilliant.
How are you?
Even better now.
Wow.
It's better okay, but now.
Yeah, no. Are you not? Are you? Why? No, I'm always the racist one. Last week I was talking about Bangladeshis and Pakistanis, and then people started to think about spaza shops.
Is it where were they?
It's where? In South Africa.
You know what you said.
Anyway, are you good?
I'm good, man.
How was your week?
I found a battery.
Did you?
Finally. You must sort out that thing, Chief.
So did you get the numbers?
Please give me the numbers.
No, the numbers of the
what?
Lady.
I've got the numbers for it. She's sponsorship.
Oh, did she come and... Let me not
say. So she's forgotten what we're talking about. No, 7 years ago.
No, you know what? I did not forget the story about how he needs to get the battery was the lady, right?
The
who was were there for
the sponsorship?
Sponsorship. Yes.
Oh, was it only for sponsorship?
How
he was meeting her for sponsorship, then he offered her a lift.
Now, when he started the whole thing,
what did you talk with Mr. Fakati?
Yes.
Mr. Fakati.
Okay.
That's what I thought it was about.
I was about to say something. Fakati is something, but let's leave it.
Oh, you're going to say Fakati, you. Oh, so did you get the battery? Any information?
No, I got the battery.
Did that
I think it should be easier to find a battery.
No, I'll get you that thing. Hey? Yeah. I forgot again.
No, you forget everything, bro. You must.
What's happening today? What's up?
You must just forget you, your week. What happened? Who died? Who didn't die?
No, no one died. Just the usual work, kids, sports. Yeah.
Being a parent.
Parenting, yes.
When are you
leaving? I didn't sign up for it, but here I am.
Hey.
I have to do it.
And you could have prevented this by buying something. In fact, government gives it to you for free. Could have prevented this whole problem.
You are one to talk.
You had, how many chances did you have?
Hey, guys, let's work.
How many chances
did
you
have? Let's work.
Anyway, my week, thank you for asking.
How was
my
your week, Moss Man?
Always boring, you know?
That's why you
up until
ask.
Today. Up until today, I meet my buddies. And we're going to help a
Negro.
Negro get a car.
Oh, Negro. I want to be politically
a lady.
Correct.
A
is
lady.
It a lady?
Yes.
A lady. Are Negroes male or female? Or
yeah, guys,
are Negroes
just
Negrette.
Okay. Negrette. We are dizzy here. See, dizzy. It's sometimes show plans and the.
I'm only seeing it now, you know this.
My dizzy. See, dizzy. Creative director.
Dizzy
day. Who said it? But oh, I understand where Ashim
is. Oh, get dizzy date.
No, Udizi, this woman, Abatlandosim. Udizi, I'll show what she
wants.
You know, remember last week it was what? Cuff it.
Fuck it, screw it.
Yeah, screw it. Mm. Hey, Mzwazi, got lab. Yeah, it was screwed because who was it? Who was the guy?
Sibonelo.
Yes, who was like, screw it, I want the, yeah, so that's so how, I get it, me.
All right, let's get to her. Boosie, hot, 30-something year, no kids.
You said hot?
I said hot.
Oh, hot, okay, all right.
Hot, 30-something year old, I get a hot even.
I don't
Where didn't you put hot here?
Yeah, because I'm looking for it. But anyway,
I don't
but
know. I'm looking at this and I'm.
Boosie, I love you. You know that. Boosie, she stays in Joburg, nah?
Mm-hmm.
Drives a
Q2
TFSI 2021 model. Mm.
2020. Wow.
Okay.
The car's done 60K kilometers, 60,000 kilometers. Has she had it from 00?
She doesn't say.
Oh, okay. She's paying, whoa, 9K a month, installment, 9K,
yeah.
Plus minus 9K, nah? So here's her story. She's 30-something, she's got no kids, but she has nieces and nephews, has buddies who she goes out with. So she's looking, preferably, for a small SUV, but she's open to an even smaller car than what she's got. I mean, the car is small as it is, the Q2.
Is it small?
Not really.
Where she's a freelancer, so she doesn't do the daily commute, so she works from home. So does this mean that bo petrolo and that would not necessarily be too much of an issue?
Look, I don't think it's about petrol. I think it's more of the kilometers that she accumulates. So maybe you can, I don't know, you can suggest something with a bit more higher, with 60,000, it won't, you know, whatever.
Okay. Her motor plan is about to expire next year, so she's dizzy by the amount of cars out there. We need to recommend one. Please, guys, this time let's stick to the freaking brief.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Choose.
Number one, car with a good motor plan. I'm talking to you.
Dude.
Linda has never in his
never
life.
Does.
Never. A car with a good motor plan. Yeah. Number two, same-ish budget, between 9,000 and 10,000 rand.
Mm-hmm.
Not 10,500, 9,000 and 10,000. The car must be good-looking, and no Chinese brands, though. She was never ready. Ah. And she would have, you know, she could have, so many Chinese cars that she could have.
Within that budget,
Within a budget she could have got. I think let's start with the guy who didn't do any homework.
No, you.
What are you saying?
No, it always starts with you. Guys, it starts with you, goes to Tuzo, comes to me. Why do you want to change the wheel?
Because you always change the wheel. He always changes the wheel.
Hey, this guy.
Anyway, now I just suggested one car. It's a 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLC 250D AMG.
Let's carry on.
Whoa! Boosie's not looking for a car to...
With good motor plan.
Okay, shit.
Motor plan's expiring.
The motor plan is expiring.
This guy just said...
She can extend.
Guys, we must keep to the brief.
She can extend.
We must keep to the brief.
She can extend.
You know?
Wait. So hold your horses. She can extend.
Can she? It's gone. It's past.
You can. King, 6 years. Okay. It's gone. Fine. But anyway, that was my car. If she had an extra $2,000. If she had an extra
it's
$2,000.
On to the next one.
If she had an extra $2,000.
It's good
you
got two cars, you know that?
Then.
That is over.
My man.
Had you not said, guys, I'm serious here. Yeah?
Okay,
guys,
fine. Let's stick to the brief. Boosie, I still say, look at that car from my side. Motor plan one side.
It's gone.
Everything else. It stays. Let's go to the next car.
He literally
the motor plan is literally the reason for it to want to change.
Okay.
Let's go to the next car.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. The story is going to change. Okay. I'm telling you now, from what we have here.
All right.
The story is going to change. Let's go. Next car. Okay. So my car is definitely out.
I this don't is going say to be a quick show. Out, but somebody, when this you started is going the show, to be a quick said, show. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. I guess.
Stick.
Wait. Over 350. We to stick it to the show. And then what does he do? First thing. 2018.
Let's go.
Okay. Right.
What's your car? Or cars?
Okay. I've got a few.
Sure. Hey, you did well. Eh?
Three, that is. And I think today, either way, I'm going to win.
Yeah, I think so.
The second car, shame, I'm sorry.
Okay, anyway. Right. So, first option, Busi, you love Audi. You are considering something smaller. This is not necessarily smaller. It's actually slightly bigger, but it's not as a baby SUV, mm-hmm. right? 2022 Audi A3 Sportback 35 TFSI Advanced. Mm. 12,200 kilometers. Still has motor plan. Looks funky there in a yellow color. Very beautiful car. If you feel like you want to change brands or whatever, you've experienced Audi enough, there's an option of... Okay, so the price for that car, 449,950. Call it 450. So that's bang on 9,000 rand without a deposit. Second option, 449,999. Bang on 9,000 rand. 2022 Mercedes-Benz A-Class A200 Hatch AMG line. Basically the competitor of the Audi. Mm. This one has 15,000 K. So
but where?
Another good option. Huh?
Where?
In Pretoria Central.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I think you can get it at that price.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just a different flavor, different experience. If you want to look at more of an SUV, I had missed a 9 to 10. But this will fit well within your 10. Mm. I thought if you have a deposit. But in any case, to go towards 10, there's a 2020, so it's slightly older. 2020 Lexus UX 200 EX. It's the only baby SUV that I could find. It's got 17,000 K. Also worth a look. It's a Lexus. It's comfortable. Comes with more bells and whistles, and will hold its value well as well. So those are three options we have.
So this the Lexus is a 2020. How long is the motor plan?
5 years.
So next year expired.
Yeah, but it's only baby SUV. No. That's why I gave options.
Okay. So that one. Options. So the Lexus is out.
But baby, as far as baby SUVs go, that's what I could find. Otherwise, you've got the A3 and the A class.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those
I like
two.
The Mac.
Mm.
Yeah, any one of the two. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah, I think any one of the two.
And you?
Didn't choose a 1 Series because they're flopping ugly.
Yeah. Woo! Who said that?
I'm an objective
He's an
car
objective
guy. I'm not like you.
Guy.
No, I'm just I'm not saying, like I'm just
you.
Saying.
You?
Look. Keep it.
Dude, that's not the brief.
No, I'm just saying she wants... The biggest thing is a motor plan. Keep it. I actually went to Audi to extend it for another year is 12K. And it's go up one more year, 200,000. Keep it. It's still a good-looking car. I think it's still hot. It's still relevant. If you're going to look at the OD, this 35 TFSI, it's basically the same thing inside. It's basically the same car, isn't it?
This is more modern. The A3 is more modern.
It's got the same...
Newer design.
2 years. It's got 2 years on it.
Yeah, but keep the car.
It's got a quarter of the kilometers.
I would literally keep the car, pay 12,000. Keep it. The what, Q2...
For the next 2 years?
Yeah, keep it. I think...
Okay, for me, that's still not part of the brief. She wants
no, but
she
what
wants
I'm saying again,
out.
The main thing
she
is
she wants to get out.
No,
why
that,
keep if
she pays
wants
about
to get out?
She the biggest issue was the warranty. The warranty yeah, failure next year.
Yeah.
So she wants to get out because of the warranty. You actually even said that when. So I'm thinking, look, it's got 60,000 Ks, good mileage, and she does say she doesn't drive a lot. So keep it for another 2 years.
Then why did she write to us if she wants
she wants to check?
Car?
No.
She wants to check.
No, I'm sorry.
Nah.
I'm sorry.
Number
Can I finish?
One.
Can I finish? Look, I'm looking for a car that's going out of motor plan. I've got a Q2. She's not complaining about it. Right? I'm paying 9K. Okay. What? There's a lot of cars.
Is this something
Udis
that I can
get? What should I look for? Udis. I'm like, if you like your car, okay, let me put this up. If you like your car.
Stick with it.
If there's nothing wrong with the car, stick with the Q2. Extend the motor plan by 12,000 for a year or something. Or if it was between the two, I would actually go with, I know you're going to think I'm not objective. I would go with Antuna, with the Merc. The 35 TFSI, what engine is in there?
It's probably a one.
It's a 1400, right?
1400, 1.4 engine, yeah.
And the other one is a 200.
Yeah, I'd say 200, but it's a I think it's 1.8. You are much in line now.
Get 200.
Look, maybe the. I'm not a big...
You know, this like Audi... Now for me, this Audi just looks funky. Looks nice.
Yeah, then I
like the yellow color.
If keep it. If you don't keep it, go for Tuchel's Audi.
They're all mine, by the way.
Yeah, go for...
The, I win anyway.
But Tuchel, that's like a Lexus. Anyways, if I say, if you don't want to keep your car and you're tired of it, then go for the Audi
A3 Sportback.
Yes. Don't go for Mswati's car.
I agree.
Do you agree? Not go to from.
No, that one's out.
Look, I'll call you.
I say, yeah, keep it. Pay 12 grand and keep it.
I've experienced an A35.
Yeah.
And that was quite a nice car. Okay, there was a bit of performance, you know. No, in this shape, it's an AMG line. It's not an AMG. AMG is the A45.
Mm. The 35, isn't it a 35 AMG?
No, it's an AMG line. The actual AMG is the A45S.
There's no A35?
There is an A35, but it's not an AMG.
It's a what?
It just comes in the AMG line.
But what engine is the A35?
It's a 2-liter.
No, it's not these. Okay, I might be wrong.
No, the top of the range, the actual AMG A-class is the A45S.
You know what I thought? I thought there was an 835 AMG, which is performance-based, 2-liter engine. Mm. And then there's an A45, which is another 2-liter, but with more power. You can get an 835 AMG, which is a performance, and an A45.
No.
Is it?
No, it's a, it's like a 135 and a, what did I say, 235 and an M2.
Yes.
The 235 is an M kit, understand? But it's not an actual M car. M car is the M2.
Oh, okay.
So A45 is the AMG. The A35 is the last number before the AMG. Let me call it that. Just comes with an AMG line body kit.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've experienced that.
Today.
So this is obviously a different engine, but the feel of the 35 actually was quite nice. I actually enjoyed it. I think she will enjoy the Merc.
The Merc.
Any of the two, but yeah.
All AMG 35. A35 is the AMG.
Okay.
I'm looking at it. A35 are AMGs. They're 2-liter engines, right? They are literally, it's not a kit, it's the AMG A35. AMG A-Class okay. A35. So, you can't compare the A35 to any of these that you're giving me.
No, I'm not recommending it. I'm just saying from my experience of the A35, I can talk to somewhat how the A200 would feel. And it's something she might want to consider.
Look, honestly speaking, between the two,
so we are saying here's where we need to decide: keeping her car or going with the. Well, now, what are you saying? Are you saying the Merc or are you saying the Audi?
Choose one.
You choose, and I think your choice is
what this yellow A3. But for a change of flavor, go for the Merc.
Okay, I say if you're not gonna keep your car and you want something new, I would go for the Audi. I don't know. I just prefer the look. It's nothing. If you're going to go for the A45 A-Class, maybe go for the sedan. I don't know.
I was actually thinking this was a sedan.
Mm, I wish it was a sedan.
Yeah, maybe go for the sedan. Is more expensive.
Slightly, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're going to go with the me, personally, if you're not going to extend, dude, A45. The
A200.
No, the Audi.
The Audi.
A3.
You sing Merc. The Merc. As a Merc person.
Yes. Tuzo has to win. He was going to quit. Screw this. I know you win it.
So, Bruce, there's your car. A Merc. At least I said Merc. When are you guys swimming? I think that's the level.
You know, I've always
When are you swimming?
Give us
you
the
are waiting for
Swati.
The date. Hey. We've set the date and then someone decides, oh, I have to take a break. I'm tired. Wada. So we have to extend.
Give us a date.
Then we have to extend.
Right?
End of November.
Lose them Kavanyana, so again.
End of November.
Huh. Not that weekend. I'm not available.
When you come back.
Okay.
You know, when you come back.
First week of December.
When are you coming back? You're leaving next week, ne? This week? What? This week? What summer? 20?
But I could talk about end of November. I'm somewhere else.
He's somewhere else. Yeah. Fine. First week of December.
Okay.
Guys, we are penciling this in. This race has to happen before the end of this year.
Look, someone what we'll do, we'll go race, come to the studio.
That's fine.
Good.
I'll have the camera.
Yes,
we won't have that short Never mind. Anyway, I was going to say short shit, but I can't say it on TV.
You've just said it.
Just said it.
Anyway, talking about small things, guys. I know your mind. It's not small, but it's got something small in it. Engine.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be, or is in fact, the replacement of the LaFerrari.
So how is it a hyper if it's a V6?
Hey, man.
Look, I mean, hey, man. Emission laws and all that have forced Ferrari into this corner. But you saw what they did with the 296, with the, that V6 engine. It's a hell of a performer. So they took an engine that came out of their Le Mans car, winning car, you know, and they've adapted that, put it into their hypercar now. So the performance is there. But the thing, man, sounds like, geez, I thought Porsche was struggling with sounds with the 911s. Ferrari is suffering from that now in this car. And it's actually unfortunate because I'd still probably, if I'm a customer, mind you, these things are sold out already.
Yes, right? Because.
But if I was looking in this league, I'd probably still go LaFerrari. Might be slightly slower, but it's not slow by any means. But this is actually quite
sad. What is not Ferrari like with this car?
It is. I'll use the last number, Ferrari, and historically they've had V12s, and this one doesn't.
Which Ferrari has got a V6 ever that you know of?
296.
Yeah, but how old is the 296 getting?
No, 296 is the current.
No. I'm saying, like, which Ferrari was ever a V6 that was hailed?
Or the last number.
Yeah, no, it's never.
But
it's never happened.
Oh, God.
Okay. There's been V8s, F40s and that, but...
What makes it then hyper?
Like, okay, yes. What's the performance? It's okay. It's a V6. It's got electricity, I suppose.
Yes, it's got electricity. A few motors. I'll tell you now.
Three electric motors.
Three electric motors, yes. It's got 32 motors that bump the power up to 895 kilowatts, right? And 1,075 newton meters.
As compared to? If we, in the class now.
In the class.
1,000 newton meters.
Yeah, yeah. The McLaren W1, which was launched, I think, a week or so just before that, the replacement of the P1. Remember when the trio came out? It was the LaFerrari, the P1, and the 918 Spider. Porsche, right? So currently, okay, we've got Remax and stuff that's out there, the Bugattis, cars that came out fairly recently, you've got now the Ferrari, you've got the McLaren W1, you've got the AMG one.
Yeah.
The Aston Martin Valkyrie, however you pronounce it.
How many of those do they produce?
Jeez, I don't know. It wasn't a lot.
And then the W1, what is it, also got a V6?
No, that's a V8.
Thank you.
It's a V8.
Thank you very much.
It's an a V8. MG1. The W1's got 938 kilowatts and 1,340 newton meters of torque. Last week, you asked if you know what torque does. Torque gives you acceleration. Power gives you top end.
Okay.
Yeah. It gets you there. Like, torque is a muscle that gets you to the top speed.
Don't do another analogy.
Yeah.
Analogy. Please, like last week.
It's fine.
Do you understand what it means?
Yeah. The AMG one, 782 kilowatts, 1,400 newton meters torque. The Aston Martin, 865 kilowatts, 900 newton meters torque. So it's there with the numbers. But yeah, we're yet to see how it actually performs in the market. But these things, guys are going to buy them.
And they've just already keep them bought up them. There
so that the price goes up. Yeah.
Look, to me, if you're going to talk about hyper Ferrari, it's a V12. It's a LaFerrari. It does all these things.
And the sound.
It's a sound. It's a whole act of it. Once you do a V6, it's like the Mercedes-Benz C63. Ah, dude, you just lost a point. Why don't you just call that a 2 liter? Who fell that? Or maybe it's a C200 or C.
Except the Ferrari sold the C3 unselling.
They're not selling, eh? No, I'm sure they're selling.
And they've launched a GLC 63 now.
It's a 2 liter, yes. I saw
which
that.
Is the same.
Nonsense.
But yeah, what's the price on this thing?
Yeah, no, it doesn't. Well, if you're asking, it doesn't matter. They're all sold out. How much is a LaFerrari? 40, 60 million,
no,
right?
Oh, geez, those things have gone up in value, huh?
How much do you think? Is that 40, 60?
No, you're probably looking for anything between, in South Africa, well, of course, you must import it as well. You're probably going to hit 100, between 80 and 100.
So this thing you are saying, 4 million.
You'll never see that. You'll never see it. I think, as a car lover, these things are there to tell you what cars are capable
but
of.
It's 4 million
pounds, I'm
pounds.
Sure.
Mm.
Or euros. Like, or
no, dollars. Dollars. Yeah, they made 79 of them.
So that's,
$4 million, yeah.
Probably so, 699 of them are in Dubai or UAE.
Yeah. Somewhere. You know, like the P1, the LaFerrari and the Porsche, those things showed us what capabilities of cars were.
Yeah.
Still maintaining the culture of the car, the loudness,
So who must we shoot at the...
So in South Africa, I just did a quick calculation. If this car was to come here, probably going to about 150 million.
Yeah, easy.
Would you...
That 4 million multiplied by 20 more or less.
It takes
and I know I spoke to a dealership guy that deals with high-end vehicles, and he says at about 70% for import taxes. And
17?
Seven zero.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because I think they're protecting our car market.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be easy to import because they manufacture cars here. Because somewhere along the line, I heard that if you bought a Conquest, your car, Tez, back in the days from Australia, it would be cheaper for you to get it here if there was no taxes while it was built here.
Yeah.
So yeah, I suppose they're protecting...
Taxes and a bit of margin, they put 70%. Would you, so if you had?
No. I would get a LaFerrari.
If you had 150 to spend.
LaFerrari and a Bugatti. I don't know how much LaFerrari is.
If I'm in that league, right, I probably have money to buy a few of these.
Mm.
And I would buy it.
Would you buy it?
Would you buy it? For buy as an investment it. Thing?
Yeah, yeah. I have it. You know, and also it will appreciate in value. And I'll have a LaFerrari as well. So it will be part of my collection.
Mm.
Just as for the... I would probably buy all the vehicles I've mentioned, yeah, if I had the money.
Let's do this. You just hit the jackpot. Right?
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. Right,
a couple of billion rands,
maybe 1 billion, and you buy a sports car, you've got 200 million to buy one.
I probably wouldn't spend 200 million if I won a billion,
but 2 billion,
I wouldn't.
3 billion, no. 3 billion, no, buy one.
Even. But anyway, let's say,
let's say you bought a budget that 200 million. What would
buy
you,
one?
What would you do?
Jeez, but now you put me on the spot here. Eh?
Would you, no, if you
and 200 you have to buy one car,
would you buy this car?
From where you are now, but 200 million a year, buy one hypercar.
I know it's no. I would not buy this one. I'm sorry.
I still think I would, huh?
I know it would appreciate.
I probably need time to look at what else is out there and apply my mind, but just not at the top of my head.
Mm.
Yeah.
As a guy who loves cars and is not buying it for anything else but the engine, the blah, blah, I'd buy LaFerrari.
Okay, wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
200 mil.
No,
you wouldn't.
I buy LaFerrari. If I had to look at other cars, if let's say take the LaFerrari out of the picture, I'll probably buy a P1.
Yeah, well, I was considering new cars. I mean, if you say that, yes, I look at a LaFerrari, I look at a 908 Spider, definitely. Yeah. You know, yeah.
If I had to buy, and I'll have some change, but I wouldn't get this one because I think it loses the to me, it's a C63.
Yeah, the pity is gonna be one day you take it out. And the kids say, rev it, rev it.
And it goes, vin. Vin. Vin.
Yeah.
It looks like the remote control car.
Like, you know, the biggest problem about, like, a 9-on-1 table is that it's quicker. Probably beat you, but...
Like, rev it, rev it. I'm like,
vin.
Go educate yourself. Particulate filters.
They don't care. Like, he's uncool. And then you're going to have a 9-year-old. That's uncool. Faster. You're
going to
have to
explain. Will they know what cool is because of... Where we are now.
Guys, anyway, I did talk about this last week. I did talk about this last week. This Q7.
Takers, yeah.
Q7.
Yeah, we heard.
The new Q7 is the RS Q7 is here.
RS or S?
RS Q7. There's an S and the RS Q7. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm going to give you a brief history. There's been two models. Three models.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's two models of Audis. You know that, right? There was a 4L,
mm-hmm.
which had the crazy V12 TDI. Mm. They've always brought out these huge diesel engines. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that, the V12 TDI?
The V12.
Loved it. They had a facelift, also had that. The V12 had what? 368 kilowatts of power.
Mm.
Gorgeous. And I've always loved this. I owned one of these things. I had the 3-liter petrol TFSI.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone warned me against it. Don't buy petrol. You're just going to be... And I thought that was the best engine compared to that car. It had 258 kilowatts. It was the same engine that you found in the S4 mm-hmm. of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quick, comfortable, spacious. You know, the only reason why I didn't buy another Q7 is because the next one, the next generation is the 4M, I think. The 4M only came with TDI, the 3-liter diesel. That's mm-hmm. the only thing. And they didn't sell, and it looked a bit naff. You know what I'm talking about, the 4M mm-hmm. started in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a 4M facelift.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you didn't even notice because, again, right? Yeah. Then there's a 4M, they call it the PI, product improvement. Well, because of all these things. So this they've taken like out
Chinese.
So they've taken out the RSQ7. I am excited because they've given us options now. Instead mm-hmm. of saying, guys, all of you deserve a 3-liter TDI. You can have it in black, you can have it in white, but it's a 3-liter TDI. We've got engines. And I think the other one sold because there was 3-liter TDI, there was a 4.2, there was a 3-liter TFSI, there was a 2-liter.
Is this thing still to come or is it here?
It's coming. You'll get it next day. You can order it.
Okay.
So, RSQ7, 4-liter. V8, they've ditched the diesel.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving us a petrol.
Mm-hmm.
0 to 100 in 4.6 seconds. To give you perspective, Mswats, give you perspective. The Golf...
Is 8. That the RS or the S?
RS.
Okay.
RS. To give you perspective,
mm.
the GTI, 8.5.
Mm.
0 to 100, 6.8 seconds.
Okay.
So it's a quick car. Right, it's a quick car. It's done. They've in fact, in front, they've made it look. It looks pretty, guys. It looks pretty. Sure. It's gorgeous. The rims, the colors, is gorgeous. It's got a little bit of a mild hybrid. So you've got 7 seats.
What's mild? Is it not hybrid?
Look, you
get mild. You get hot.
You get super hot.
You get tangy Archer. Tomato.
Okay. Why Archer?
Because they are chaser.
They are chaser.
No, mild hybrid assists. I suppose I'll double check. But it will assist the turbo. Like the Porsche's got a mild hybrid. It's got a battery system that assists the turbo for turbo lag.
Smaller nyana.
Maybe how when you start and you move around the corner, it just to say we've got a hybrid. Okay. 375 kilowatts, 0 to 100. I had one of these things. It had a 7-seater. It was comfortable. It doesn't look mammoth. It doesn't.
Like the Hirsch.
The other Hirsch, the X7. X7 looks big. It does look big. I'm not saying it's an ugly looking car. I actually think it's one of the best looking cars around. But it looks big. The X7. If there was a G, what was it? Gonja and Mercedes Benz.
GLS.
That looks like an elephant. Even if it looks like an elephant.
Yeah. You don't sound too excited.
You know why I'm not.
It's bolder. There's also going to be an SQ8. I'm not excited. But I'm excited because they're giving us more options. And I can bet you're going to see more of them on the road.
I hope for them that it pans out that way. My struggle with the Q7...
Mm.
Historically, and I think even with this one, I see the improvements, but the proportions for me don't make sense. The car looks too long. It looks too long.
Look.
It's long, and it's not tall enough to match the length.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say it's a hearse. It's always looked like it. Mm-hmm. And even now, you can see they've touched it up in there, but in typical Audi style, I mean, even the A4s, you can count 3-4 generations that pretty much look the same. And it's the same with the Q7 as what you've just said now. So I'm waiting to see it in real life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing. Secondly, I mean, you're going on about the 0 to 100, 4 point, whatever. Dude, SUVs are doing sub 4 now.
It's fine.
A last number SUV, an RS, the RSQ8 itself is what, 3.7 or something, or if not less.
Mm.
All of them, the X5s, X6s, the Porsches, you name it.
So there's nothing.
So now you're saying it's fast, you're comparing it to a GTI. It's not supposed to be
competitive against GTI.
That thing is slow for what it is.
Can I respond? Look, that thing has got a 7-seater, right?
Mm.
It's a 7-seater car. It is a comfortable 7-seater. Every review that I've read, comfortable. Cruiser, everything, it's comfortable.
Mm.
And understand this. When I talk about RSs, they are supposed to do what?
To be fast.
Jekyll and Hyde kind of situation. Mm. If you look at RS7, supposed to RS6, the station wagon, supposed to sit inside it, put your luggage, put your dog, drive comfortably.
Mm.
And then
when you need to.
Almost sharp if like a speedy of it. Mm. Now, if you're going to compare this, if you compare the Q7, you're comparing it with the Land Rover Discovery, right? You're comparing it with...
No.
You're not comparing it with the
Discovery. Discovery.
You're not comparing it...
Discovery. LRS. This
no,
is
no,
like...
No. I'm saying a Q7.
Okay.
Right? A Q7, you're not comparing it with the X7. X7 is much more premium. You're not comparing the two. You're comparing it with a...
But you compared it to a GTI.
No, I'm just keeping you. You see black people that you see people that
did
like that like pirates. You see people
did
that like that chiefs.
Like a pirate. I'm a pirate, yes, you're right. So
all
get
I'm
to
saying,
your point. Get
my
to your point.
My point is this. When I was saying the seconds, I was just giving you to show you how quick it is.
Mm.
It's a 7-seater. It's a big car. It's not meant, there is an RSQ8 to do all your fancy things. There is all those to, I put my kids, 4 of them, I've got a boot space, I'm chilled, I'm not even racing. But if you want to take me on,
who's the nuts?
Sport.
Then maybe talk about overtaking speed. It's 0 to
100. No. Look, it's a quick car. Two things I've said. It's a beautiful car. It's beautiful. I think the proportions are lovely. I've always thought the first ones looked a bit out of. But now, if you look at it, it doesn't look like an SUV. It looks a bit smaller. It looks like a stationary gun. You know, the proportions to me are fine. It's spacious. I had one of those things. You can fit anything. It is comfortable, too. So it is comfortable.
But that last row of seats was cramped, man.
No. I get a retroso. If you're going to look at those things, you're not going to put an adult in there. You can fit at the back seat.
So you can't have 7 adults in the car?
Which one can you? Unless you buy a Kumbi.
GLS X7.
Yeah, but then a GLS, then you can put, then it looks like a
Range Rover.
A Range Rover.
Mm, 7-seater, you can.
Which Range Rover?
The new one.
You can put,
you get a 7-seater.
You see your 7-seater Range Rover. I'm going to come back. You see your 7-seater Range Rover and your X7.
Mm-hmm.
Those are in the market. You've got big memos.
So this one, okay, Linda, let's finish with this car.
Mm.
What range or whose category or who's in the category for this car?
Look,
if I had to look,
it's competitor.
Okay, me, this car, as far as I understand the Q7, right?
Mm.
The Q7 competes with your Discovery. Now you've got a Discovery V8 now,
mm-hmm.
to be roughly the same price. You know, the Discovery and the Defender. To be competing with that. To be competing with your Prado. To be competing with your the ones we talked about, the GS, the 123. One thing I'm happy about is that you got that kind of car with a V8, with that power, with that comfort, with the versatility. Because you don't get certain things like that.
Now, if
you're going to now compare it with the X7 and your Range Rover 7-seaters, you are then losing the plot.
Mm.
You understand?
Can
so
I come in?
Those are...
They're higher.
No,
okay.
I differ, and I think it's almost an attempt to make the Q7 shine against those competitors. or
those in the...
purported competitors that are less than it.
Okay.
The history of the Q7.
Mm.
Q7 competed with the X5. It came out as the Audi SUV competed with the X5.
Thank you.
What was there?
Thank you.
X5 is not competing with those cars that you mentioned, right?
It could be telling
X5. No, hang on. No. It's in that market leader X5. But it distinguished itself by being long and therefore offering the third row of seats. BMW tried it with the X5. Those were even more cramped. X5 is not meant to have 7 seats, right?
Then Merck had their 7-seater, the GLS. Mm. That then to me competes with the Q7. Mm-hmm. Then BMW came with the X7. That competes with the Q7.
I disagree.
It has to.
I disagree.
So for me, it's sort of a, and we'll see what the prices say when it comes out. But it's sort of a hybrid. It plays in two markets. If you look at the market today, it competes against the X5 and against the X7 at the same time.
Okay. I'm just looking at it now. A brand new 2024 Q7, which is a 45 TDI, which is a 3-liter turbo, it's 1.7 million, mm-hmm. right? Let's look at X7, right? How much is that?
X7? The new one, 2.4, 2.2, yeah. So
I rest my case. You've got a 3-liter TDI, Q7, it's 1.7, brand new. You've got a X7, brand new, it's 2.5. Right. Now, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back and I'm going to look at the Freelander, right? I'm not a Freelander, I'm a Freelander King. Defender.
Defender.
2023 Defender.
But the same thing, though. So, Bonang. Oh, yeah,
we're sitting too long on this.
Yes.
Q7 is out 2025. Two sorry ke hash o sky reka because you're driving to your death. I like the look of the new car.
Yes.
Based on the photos, I think you were right in saying let's wait for it and actually see it in real life. This guy's just got a boner because he's an Audi fan.
He lacks objectivity.
No.
He lacks objectivity when it comes to his brand. Which is true. Ne?
No, it's
but,
fine.
We've spoken now at length about Q7. And what's the genuine thing? Like, from where? Now we see, but...
I think Q7 had a lovely... Oh, in my understanding of the Q7, it does not compete. It actually used to compete with the X5. X5 then now competes with your Porsche Cayenne, with the RS Q8, the Q8s, right? They... 5-seater cars. 7-seater...
Let me tell you quickly. Q8, being an SUV coupe, will compete with the X6.
X6 will compete with the Q7, okay, fine. No problem. It's like saying a Porsche, normal Porsche and a Porsche coupe. Mm. They are in the same market. Am I not lying with that? So, I say the Q7 has always been the 7-seater family orientated sort of car, big 7-seater. And I've always seen it compete with the Prados. I've always seen it compete with your Discovery. I've always seen it compete with the X5 back then because there were no various models. I mean, the MLU could also say the same thing. And the GL was way overpriced. It was two markets. The GL competes with the X7. They're more comfortable with the Range Rover. They are much more plusher. I mean, the X7, you've got 4 seats at the back. You can actually get it as a 4 individual seats. Captain's chairs are 4, okay?
Yeah, the X7 does
like
come.
6 seats, 2-4-6, because of the exclusivity. You can also do that with the Range Rover. You can't do that with the Q7. You can't do that with the Prado. You can't do that with the Discovery. So it falls into that category.
You can't do that with the GL.
Is there still a GL?
No, there is. It's called a... It's
a Maybach.
The GLS.
Oh, there's a GLS. Mm.
The GL is not the GLS.
Yes, it's still.
But I'm saying that the thing about the captain's chair is not a criteria to differentiate the market because the GLS
the
is
price
the same
does.
Market as
the price does. The price does. The 3-liter I've just shown you. The 3-liter Q7 is 1.7 brand new. The 3-liter X7 is R1 million more. If you look at the 3-liter Range Rover, it will be there.
Pushing it. No, we'll take this out offline.
I'm going to show it. I'm going to write it at the bottom there. I'm going to show the differences. In my view. Okay. Please, guys, tell us what you think Q7 competes with. To me, I'm happy.
That, no.
I'm happy with the Q7. It's new. It's got more engines. Thank God. Because I think the reason why they were not selling is because of the 3-liter TDI.
Okay, why did you buy it?
Because the TFSI. I liked it. I didn't like it, actually. I didn't like it that much. I bought it because... The options that were there. And after I bought it, I then understood this car makes sense. Mm.
Okay.
So I will, now I will look at it again.
We hear you and your and your car, the Q7.
Audi, please sponsor us.
Yeah, God, please. Yo, no, we'll never. No, they mustn't, because we'll never hear the end of it. No. Please.
Nothing else matters.
Look, look, guys. I'm sorry. This is good news. The PI. Okay. It's good news. I think the more.
For variety in the variety market.
It's good news. Yeah.
And no Chinese interference here.
Why?
I'm asking.
I must check your bank balance, you know that.
I'm asking, is there any Chinese interference with Audi?
No, Audi's got, doesn't it? No, no, no. It's a VW group that owns a couple of,
just
I think,
making
it,
sure.
Is it SAIC? SAIC. It owns, right. No, it's Jack. Jack is from? It's China. It's owned by
BAIC.
Who owns Jack?
I know VW's got 50%
in Jack.
Yeah.
Jack is JAC. That's it. JAC, yeah.
Oh, okay. Good. So we're done with your car. Are you
Done. I'm done. I'm happy.
Don't ask him.
Would you buy it?
I would, yes. Tomorrow.
Wow. And price?
I don't know the price.
Give us your prediction. Rato predictor.
2 point something, close to 3. What do you think?
The RS
X7 money.
No, but X760, the top line, okay, 4, 5?
No, never.
How much is the top line? What's
the 40D is about 2.2, 40D. Okay. And then you get a 60i, which is probably about 2.6, 2.5.
And you don't have an MG, like an M series of that thing?
No. Okay. So it's going to square off against the X7.
No, but look.
If it comes in at that price.
Okay.
RSQ8 is what, 2.5?
I'm thinking RSQ8, okay, I'm not sure. RSQ8 is what?
It's around 3? 2.5.
No, it's more
it's
than
over
that.
Three.
It's 3.
Yeah, just over 3.2. So.
What is the top spec BMW 7?
On the X7?
Yeah.
It's the M60i.
How much is it?
It should be just it. Maybe about 2.6, man.
M60.
Around there.
It's X7.
So let's leave your car, bruh. You are failing to convince the one guy... You need to convince.
No, I don't need to, because it's X7.
You are feeling, okay, so the RSQ8 2022 model, okay, 2024 from Audi is 3.1.
Yeah.
2022.
24.
Or 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. You know Ferro.
Don't mention people's names.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, a brand new one, 2023, Mr. BM. X7, M60, iDrive, 4,999,000.
Can be.
Second hand.
That car is armored. It's a P6.
Oh, it's armored.
Okay. I didn't have to even look at it.
Like, I just
okay.
Let's move on.
You can't tell a Beamer guy about Beamer.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It comes to about...
Doesn't touch 2.2. Leave it.
It's done 18,000.
18,000 M60. Yeah. So new is around 2.5.
Right.
So if that thing comes at that price, it's going to complete the X7.
Yes, I agree.
Thank you. After
I
all that renting.
And wada.
Like, bruh.
And it all feels flat.
But then why is it when I...
No, leave it. Okay. Leave it. Okay. Leave it. Let's take it outside. How's Pat doing? How's our cracky Mac doing, bro? We haven't heard anything from her.
We'll put the videos, what she's doing. She's working on a project. I put last week.
What is the project? Do you know?
You will see it. I actually didn't. But there's a project she's working on, a BM that she's working on. You know she's always working on.
And when not, please, next week or when you get the information about the battery thing.
Yeah.
I got a few guys. Oh, wow. I forgot to say, actually. I got a few guys asking me about this thing, battery.
Okay.
Because Majita, as much as they think they know cars, especially when it comes to batteries, what to buy. You know, like the problem would be those things that clip onto the battery. I don't know.
That clip onto the battery? Terminals.
The terminal, yes. Hadifiti.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you wreck a battery hike and the terminal are on the other side and they don't reach. So I think it's an important thing.
And it
thing.
Can be
please,
bad for the electronics in the car as well.
So please do us a favor so that we can give the guy some information.
Help me out here. You know, I'm essentially a researcher.
We're way past that.
I want to find out something. Your BMW.
Won't let it go.
Let it go, Chief.
Your M40, secondhand. It's 2.2. I don't get it. It's 2.2.
Let it go.
And then your 60?
Let it go, my boy.
You how much would a brand new...
You found a second and I guess 60.
Your brand new M40, Ibabgay.
Let it go, buddy.
As I said, probably around 2.3, 2.4, around there.
Let it go, buddy.
And then the M60 is the same engine?
No, it's a petrol V8.
The M60?
Mm-hmm.
And it's 2.6?
New, again, I'm guessing. I'm not looking at prices. Okay, let's say 2.7 then. I don't know.
Then it's a bargain of the century. Let it go. The 60.
Sure.
Yeah, I'd actually buy the 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would buy a BMW.
I would buy the 60.
Are you gappering your
no,
Q7?
But for what it is.
Okay.
Fair enough, the 0 to 100 is the same as the RS Q7.
So no, what? Do
M60
this.
Is 4.5.
Here's your homework. This guy is going to get us information about the battery thing. You are going to put the info on the screen regarding the cars, please.
Yeah.
And just let it go.
It's over. I'm good. Yeah. I can say I'm wrong.
It's
but
over.
Yeah, I never expected.
It's over. So we're talking about Pat. You said she's working on some ish.
On a BM.
So that's
I'm
good.
I'm not even focusing on you right now.
Yeah,
I'm just
so
surprised by
that. We're not stick to that. Last week we spoke about F1.
Mm.
And the week before, I think we spoke about Gayton wanting to bring it to South
mm-hmm.
Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's possible? Do you think it would be worth it? Those are my two questions.
It's expensive.
To everyone, including you two. Is it worth it? Is it possible? Okay, let's start here. Is it possible? Number one. Number two, is it worth it?
I think I must look at why you want to do it, right?
Mm.
If it's whatever for the profile of the country, whatever, yes, sure. We host F1, all good. But will it be profitable? Depends how you look at it as well. Where does the money come from? Because where we're sitting now, I think the government is going to pay that huge deposit.
Mm.
Then they're trying to get private business as well to come in with the rest. Now, that's where you must look at profitability. Government might be shouldering them, subsidizing, let's say.
Mm.
But now, will it be worth it for these guys that are pumping money into it? Now, I don't know. I haven't done the maths. I don't know. I'm hoping it will be, but I can't say.
I think, look.
So is it worth it? I don't know.
Is it worth it? You don't know.
For the profile of the country, yes.
2010, was it worth it? Did you make money?
Mm. What are the objectives? What are you looking
at? That's what you need to look at, right?
No, I think
so.
Government should not be looking at making profits. Government should be looking at opening avenues
for a market.
Hence, they are subsidizing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, if they bring it here, and it means fixing the roads, means we'll have a Gautrain, because Gautrain was pushed for 2010. Yeah?
2010, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't planned for it.
But it was pushed closer.
Yes.
Yeah.
The same way as the Gautrain Freeway Improvement Plan.
Accommodation.
Yeah, you see, for sports tourism, accommodation, everything around there. Then it's worth
it's
it. Definitely.
Yeah, so
but
it
then
creates...
now it's an event that happens once a year. Is it accessible to me and you, or is it going to be because the ticket prices apparently I don't know
mm-hmm.
it differs from country to country
mm-hmm.
Are quite high.
What's the cheapest one?
Was the 2010 accessible to the average? Was it?
Yeah, 2010 was actually
it the fields the going to the stadium was quite expensive.
No,
it wasn't.
Wasn't it?
How much was it a ticket?
It's a few hundred rands, man.
Yeah,
is
like,
it?
Like, and I remember when I was working for the other bank.
Mm.
The first one in South Africa.
Must go talk to these guys.
If you slow,
we
were paying, because I get it, they were part of the sponsors. We were paying something like Boma 50 something bucks.
Okay.
I remember a few hundred rands.
Look, all I'm saying is bring it to South Africa. If it's accessible to overseas market, okay. Have fan parks. Let's go watch the fan parks that weekend. There's going to be sports tourism. There's going to be car parts. It will create a huge economy.
Mm-hmm.
And that economy will wait for it every year. And it will depend on that. I mean, can you imagine how much alcohol will be sold just on that?
Mm-hmm.
And that creates some revenue for the country.
Because,
so,
you know, especially the BNB and stuff,
mm-hmm.
no?
Mm-hmm.
What happened after 2010... was just a disaster because BNBs came out of everywhere, right? And then after 2010, our sports tourism literally died. And now we had these people go vacationing, stuck with these places. So I, for one, think it's a good idea, but they need to plan it carefully so that iska boma, so that when we have it for 1 year only, we are not stuck with these entrepreneurs now that are going to be stuck with these businesses. I mean, I know people who sold their houses and or left their jobs to open the, especially the B&B.
That was not smart.
That was not
smart. Which was, look, you can't understand.
Play. Look, what I remember, I think you're looking at it in a singular point of view. There was a guy, there was two guys that came from Germany who were friends with a friend. They came through, they came over, and you could see, you know, where's the watch? They call it the watch line. And he was holding a 6310, right? An old phone. He came over for the World Cup. He got here, he calculated the route to get to Sentin because he thought it was crime-ridden, right? He gets there, he comes there, he's surprised. We took him to Soweto. He went, Soweto. That guy's been here 5 times after that.
Okay.
You understand? So that guy had a perception of South Africa. It changed.
It changed.
So the sports marketing was maybe for that one day, but he's come back 5 times. So
makes sense.
This guy's going to come, Ronaldo, some, you know, a fan of from Dutch, from the Netherlands, from the Red Bull team. He comes there, he's going to come here afraid of crime, afraid of whatever. He sees that it's not bad. He then will start coming again and again and again. So I think... And that has a ripple effect on everything else. Bring it here, spend the money on it. Rather spend the money on that than spending money on Gayton's trips to.
How much did you pay? 80 grand for transport.
800,000 for transport.
Yeah, transport. Yeah, rather bring, take that 800,000. Take that 800,000, get a two-so to put a proposal together to try bring them here.
So here's the average 2024 F1 3-day ticket. For $89 USD.
That's 8,000.
Almost 10 grand.
They will subsidize that. And we don't almost care. Like, grand. My thing is that even if it's 10 grand, 9 grand, fine. Let the sports guys come in. Let the overseas guys come in. It's cheap for them. Let them come in. Give us fan parks. Let us stand along the road. Give us fan parks. We'll be happy. We'll be... something. Do something. Let us be, and let's make it an annual event. The tourism part of it.
Gayton must hire you, boy.
Yeah?
Gayton must hire this guy.
No, but Gayton must stop talking and just do something.
So he says he'll make a plan. So what's your verdict?
Bring it. There's nothing.
Your verdict. Let's start here. Sorry, what's your verdict?
I thought you were talking to me.
Yeah, look, I think we've spoken at length, and for the economy, it would be good, and that's why government must put money for the economy. Hopefully, the private sector partners will also get their money's worth. And yeah, I agree with Linda, even if it's expensive, the internationals will come. They will make it worth it, I'm sure.
Yeah, we spend a lot of money on other things that are just...
And for the profile of the country, the World Cup 2010 was a big thing for the profile of the country. So, yeah.
And people then, I think, bring it... 2010, people were, I don't know why people, everyone, even my parents wanted to have a B&B, like, stop it, man.
It's like COVID, everyone is selling PPE.
Yes, and you know.
That's my thing about, that scares me about this thing, ne? Where people, like, as you're saying, 2010, everyone nabata B&B, who understand? And that's what scares me about this thing, where they'll sell it to people, and people will make stupid decisions,